Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I couldn't tell for him, though. I just felt like it got real beat up. By the time the third quarter rolled around, that thing was really beat up. So I feel bad about what happened to Miles. I'm not sure if there was any carry there. I know that Field gets a lot of play. I don't know why anybody wouldn't wear seven studs, cleats. Some guys are opposed to that. They just want to wear molded. But it reminds me a little bit of the Field in Green Bay. In the early years, but not until like November or early December, where it'd get kind of torn up a little bit. Then they went out, they found an incredible, field maintenance guy that come over and help our guys out, and the field in Green Bay is absolutely immaculate. But the field today got pretty torn up.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Temperatures in Cincinnati for Thursday night expected to be in the 60s and sunny for a Thursday night showdown between the Steelers and Bengals. That is Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So I thought driving home from that game that it was going to be a game where I said to people, all right, have fun with this one. Good luck finding something to bitch about. You beat your little brother rival by 2 touchdowns. Defense plays with its hair on fire. Offensive line pushes around Myles Garrett, keeps him off the stat sheet. Aaron Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over. You run it for over 100 yards. DK Metcalf catches a touchdown pass.
Coach for the head coach for the second straight game, like, thoroughly outclasses his opposite.
I didn't hear a single boo bird at Acrisure Stadium.
They
on
handled
Sunday.
A bad team easily. The game was over functionally with how many minutes left, Pony? 15, basically. Second Metcalf catches the next touchdown.
Yeah, and it was
game's
just,
over. It was just, let's play out the clock, nobody get hurt.
Which a lot of high school football teams in this area want to do now. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers then opened his mouth and told the truth, I would say in air quotes, about Acrisure Stadium's field. And I would say, based on what I saw on social media, this ended up being the biggest lightning rod topic from this game, more than anything else. Not Pat Freiermuth's usage, not anything else nitpicky. Like, Tomlin was pissed about penalties. I didn't see any Steelers fan upset about penalties. Instead, what I saw was a debate among fans about the quality of Acrisure Stadium's field and who's at fault for it. And what seemed to be the biggest battleground, if there was a Gettysburg of this topic, like, Acrisure Stadium's field sucks. It might have gotten Miles Killebrew injured, their special teams ace. That was what Aaron Rodgers implied.
Caused a missed Boswell field goal.
Yeah, and Donnie, did you see the replay of Boswell? I saw it live and thought he blew his knee out at the game. The way he went down, I thought, Boswell's done. Is what I said to the person next to me.
They
I
are think very he just lucky went out that too. That did not result in a major injury.
And guess what? I got news for you. Even with Franklin, if they win and Chris Boswell tears his knee up and is done for the year because the turf at Acrisure Stadium,
monster story.
That's our 2 o'clock topic today. Yep. We come on the air and talk about that. So I'm not ignoring this because I do think it's interesting because of who people are pissed at and what people are saying about this. Pitt seems to be, according to a lot of Steelers fans, the guilty party here. And the reason why that field is always in such horrible shape And the reason why we have Steelers getting injured and we have sloppy games and sloppy conditions is because Pitt plays there and the Steelers are forced to share a stadium with the team. And as Chris Mack said on Twitter and then basically, you know, set ablaze to this whole situation, Chris said, why are we doing this for a team that only gets 25,000 fans a game? And then to make matters worse, Tone Diggs from McAfee's show said, why don't they just go play their games at the Riverhound Stadium? And it just started this war between Steelers fans and prideful Pitt fans yesterday and into today.
Mac was just sour grapes tweeting because
Penn State lost. And that's what people said to him about it. But here's the thing. I mean, there are solutions to this. I think Rodgers brought up a good one at the end. He basically said Green Bay found this amazing maintenance horticulture expert who has produced the greatest grass field in the entire world at Lambeau Field. Now, they don't have a college team that plays there, but he made it sound like it was pretty clear that you get what you pay for.
Didn't they rip it up and put the best drainage and heating and everything else? Because Lambeau's entire appeal is tied up in not being a dome stadium ever.
Yep.
There's a certain level of experience there, and the field being pretty much immaculate all year round is part of that.
So
now,
I don't know. I thought Rodgers came off as a guy that's like, maybe you Steelers, Acrisure Stadium, whoever foots the bill here, you guys need to cough up some more money to make sure that we don't have situations like the one today, which...
Isn't the whole thing here that they're all criticizing Art Rooney II without actually saying his name? Isn't that the story? They all know who the culprit here is. I was listening...
But Chris, I don't think it's... This can't be purely Art Rooney II's decision.
If Art says...
Because it's not just his field.
If Art... Okay. If Art says the field's getting chewed up, I'm calling in and making whatever it costs, $700,000 to resod the entire field.
Right.
We're doing this now. Suddenly, everyone involved here, Pitt, is going to be like, no, Art, we don't want better grass.
I mean, he could do that, and they would probably
have to... It's
pocket
change for an NFL owner.
I know. He would probably... They would. You think it would only cost that much? I don't know what it costs.
I think it costs like under $1 million to resod that whole field.
Either way, he would probably... I think multiple parties would have to sign off on it. Your point is, why wouldn't they sign off on it? Someone says, I'll make the field nicer. What are they going to say? No. Or safer. No, we don't want that.
Art, the Sports and Exhibition Authority, and who else? Pitt?
Pitt?
What's Pat going to say? No, Art, I would actually prefer it be a muddy mess. We're playing a really good, fast team next week. We want this place to be an absolute dump. There's no reason for anybody. I mean, Broderick Jones, Brooke Pryor quoted it as basically like suggesting that... you've got to play to your advantages. I guess that's why they didn't put down any new grass. And this was in the context of Jones complaining about the field conditions.
Right.
I think he's implying there then they felt like it would hinder Myles Garrett.
Here's my question. I'm not even saying this as somebody that knows for a fact that my question here like has an if it has an obvious answer, someone smarter than me in these matters can tell me. How is it that where the Dolphins play, Hard Rock Stadium, mm-hmm. how is it that they play Dolphins in Miami Hurricanes games there all season long? And I've never in my entire life of watching college and pro football played there, I've never remember hearing announcers or anybody say, oh man, the turf down there sucks. And this has been a story since the beginning of Heinz Field, having... like a horrible surface and one that is constantly needing.
Is it just sun and heat related where they have, I assume.
It's grass, right?
There's two different types, Pony. I think Miami plays on Bermuda. That's why golf courses in the South, like this is the time of year where you play golf in Florida because the grass is Bermuda and this is when courses are in good shape.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you're forcing me to go to their Wikipedia page
their
and see what the
Bermuda grass is, some sort of Bermuda hybrid.
Okay, and now the ignorant grass person me is saying we can't do Bermuda grass here because of the climate.
It's, Bermuda grass is a southern grass. It's a warm weather tropical thing. Why do you think it's called Bermuda grass? Because it grows in Bermuda.
All right, but I'm like saying you couldn't move it from Bermuda here.
No, because it's too cold in the winter.
You're right.
Here.
Miami is Bermuda grass.
And then I would imagine Acrisure Stadium is like Kentucky bluegrass. Now we're getting into the Caddyshack scene where they're talking about Cincinnati and all that
stuff.
It
is Kentucky bluegrass.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm a golfer.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But I think I think they have good people working on it. I really do think that it's just a matter of how often are you willing to resod it over the course of 1 year.
But it takes time to resod things.
I understand that. You've got to pick an away week.
But they're doing that right now.
But it's how often do you want to do that? And are you able to do that?
Okay, that second part is different from the first part, though. If they don't actually have the time to do it, it's not a resource question. It's just an availability thing that's out of their hands.
You roll out presumably you can do this process in, a day? I know they time-lapse it, but I assume you can tear it all up and roll it all in 1 day. And then the question becomes, how long does it take to, take root, for lack of a better word, or re-solidify as a surface? The fact that Miami's not the good comp. The fact that Green Bay, in a much colder, more harsh climate for grass, is able to do this.
Yeah, but it doesn't get used as much, Chris.
I understand that, but it's still,
I think that's a pretty big differentiating factor, though.
It's still so much more harsh of a climate, I would think, for grass, that it would be easy to get it chewed up, and it used to be, and then they fixed it.
You could make it field turf, but there are experts that say the field turf purists would hate it, but also more injuries happen on field
that's
turf.
Ask Malik Nabers lately as the latest big name about field turf. I don't know. There's got to be...
Yeah, but then again, ask Miles Killebrew, who basically had his foot get stuck in it and ripped up his knee, and he might never play football again because of
that. I understand that. I mean, is the solution, do we go back and tie in one of the all-time great topics in sports radio?
Pitt needs an on-campus stadium.
Can they get the Panther Hollow site prepared?
But
I hear you laughing.
Look, I'm not saying this to denigrate Pitt whatsoever. A lot of people have twisted this story into taking pot shots at Pitt. The problem just seems to be it gets used too much, which seems crazy because football's only played there once a week usually.
But it's a violent, hardcore, physical sport where you're going to have guys planting and moving who are heavy, who are chunking up grass.
Right. So the fact that it's the only stadium like this with grass in this part of the country
where that many teams are playing on it. Cleveland doesn't have all those high schools
So Pitt probably is the reason why the Steelers have
Cincinnati
the field
plays
that it
at
has.
Nippert Stadium. Miami is not in this part of the country.
Well, but not all those stadiums have grass that you're bringing up now.
Well, didn't the Bengals go from grass to field turf?
Cincinnati has synthetic turf, yep.
But Cleveland doesn't have a big university in town that plays FBS
ball. No, Ohio
ball.
State's not playing half its home games there or something like
anyway.
That. Right. So do you feel comfortable blaming Pitt for this?
No, I don't think it's Pitt's fault. Everybody involved decided it would be okay for Pitt to play their games at the Steelers Stadium. I mean, I honestly think Max taking pot shots as a true attendance state university graduate at the fact that Pitt doesn't put enough people in there.
Yeah.
And saying 20,000. Listen, as a Pitt fan, I would love it if they had the ability and the land to build a 40,000 seat on campus stadium, like a Nippert, and just play there. I think the atmosphere would be helped. I think the Steelers situation would be helped. All of it. Tell me where the land is.
412-928-9370. Anything to bitch about and complain about from Sunday's Steelers game? The one thing that people seem to be upset about or arguing about is the grass there and why it's so bad and how to fix it. And a lot of Steelers fans want to blame Pitt for it. And do you think that that's right? 412-928-9370. Here's Carl in New Kensington. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, do you guys look at the NFL player report cards at all?
Yes.
Yes.
We brought them up, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's Pitt's problem. I think they just – I don't think the Rooneys are spending money, like, in the things that, you know, they're not getting paid for. Like, I don't think it costs that much money to have a better field.
But it's not only their field. So why doesn't Pitt care more about having a nicer field? You know, I could reverse it and say that. Pitt plays on it just as much as almost as much as the Steelers do.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, well, what I saw was like it costs about $2 million to have a good field. And you would want to put that money towards the field if you get like a guy on the Steelers, you know, that has like a $20 million contract and he like blows his knee out. Like,
well, I just thought Rodgers was brutally honest and did, with the way he talked about it, make it sound like he thought the Steelers were not doing everything in their power to have the nicest and best quality field.
He said it.
Those were his words, basically, not mine.
I'm going to put a siren call out there for people.
Who know grass?
Yes. Hold on. I want to know.
The
for
golf
people,
guys out
the
there.
The golf superintendents, the people who would have any kind of real experience with like this large scale of a turf installation, so a natural grass resodding. I want to know how long it actually takes for the process itself of ripping it up and laying down the new sod, and then for the new sod to be considered.
Is it always going to be as bad as long as Pitt's there? 412-928-9370.
Don't you think it would be helpful if you and I heard from somebody
sure.
who might actually know what the hell they're talking about, how long the process takes? Because that affects my opinion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.